It's 5 minutes past 10 on ACCC Radio. My next guest is Dr. Julian Deng, who'll be talking about memory and how we can improve it. Dr. Deng is a psychiatrist at the Royal South Coast Hospital in Adelaide. Dr. Deng has conducted a lot of research into memory loss. Good morning, Julian. Thank you for talking to us today. A lot of our listeners are keen to hear what you have to say about such an interesting topic, our memory.
Good morning, Margaret. I'm glad to be here.
This is a subject close to my heart. As we are getting older, we aren't as sharp as we used to be. Why is that so?
Oh, that's a good question, Margaret. You'll be glad to hear that, in fact, it's quite common to forget things. Well, the best way I can answer that is, if our brains were computers, we'd simply upgrade our memory. But with effort, we can improve our memory in many ways.
I notice that when I'm very busy, I tend to be stressed and forgetful.
Yes, I know what you mean. It can be very frustrating, but it's normally not usually serious. This is just a slight problem in our memory, and it will become more common as we get older.
Mm.
Our brains have the abilities to do these things. Firstly, understand, then store and find information when you need it.
Mm.
For example, when you meet a new person, you learn his name and you remember it. And when you see him again the next day, you can recall his name.
That's a big ask for me these days.
Well, that's true for a lot of people. But our memory can be short-term or long-term. Now, in short-term memory, your mind stores information for a short while. For example, what you ate for breakfast.
Mm.
Now, with our long-term memory, it is for information you make an effort to remember, such as your children's birthdays or subjects for a test.
You mentioned ageing, but how does it change the brain?
Well, in fact, it starts when you're in your 20s. You begin to lose brain cells a few at a time.
Mm.
Now, the key to remembering information is concentration or paying attention. Otherwise, you'll forget it.
If a person feels that she has a poor memory, what would your tips be for memory improvements?
Well, I would recommend brain exercises. Well, memory is like muscle strength. The more you use your brain, the better you'll be able to remember information. You've heard of the old expression, use it or lose it.
Mm.
So you should exercise your brain by taking a course or learning a new language. Try doing things in different ways, like getting dressed with your eyes closed.
That sounds simple enough. Is there anything else we can do?
Oh, yes. We should have regular exercise because it increases oxygen to your brain, and we should try to manage stress because stress makes it difficult to concentrate.
Mm.
Have good sleep habits because lack of sleep leaves you tired and you won't be able to concentrate during the day. Now, last but not least, don't smoke.
Naturally. Once again, it's a simple thing to do. Even so, is there any particular food that's good for your memory?
Well, you probably know this already, but a diet like fruits, vegetables, whole grains and healthy fats, such as from cold water fish and fish oil, can also improve memory.
Mm.
Now, to sum up, try to keep your mind and body healthy. Eat healthy food and exercise your body and brain.
Thank you, Dr. Julian Deng, for your time and information.
A pleasure.
This is ACCC Radio. Our next guest is...